Wednesday, May 10th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The USDA May Report Review. U.S. wheat numbers were constructive. USDA put the 2017 winter wheat crop at 1.82 billion bushel, 100 million below the average trade estimate. Current year-ending stocks were close to the trade estimate, while next season's carryover fell 60 million bushel below the trade estimate to 914 million bushel. That is a 245 million bushel year-to-year decline in wheat-ending stocks. That makes a good headline. The friendly U.S. wheat data, however, did not cause much market response because USDA sees prolific world production and world wheat-ending stocks. Despite lower U.S. production, USDA sees a year-to-year increase in world-ending stocks from 255 to 258 million metric ton. The United States can have a poor wheat crop, yet world supply keeps growing. World wheat-ending stocks were all above trade estimates. It's going to take a big hiccup in wheat production somewhere else to bring down global stocks. U.S. corn-ending stocks reduced 25 million bushel to 2.295 billion. The longer that corn stays cheap, the more that will be used. Next season's corn-ending stocks was almost dead on the average trade estimate at 2.11 billion. They boosted ethanol use 50 million bushel and reduced feed use by the same amount. They get the reduced carryover by using a very conservative 2017 corn production number of 14.065 billion. The trade is using a more realistic 12.205 billion bushel. USDA is using 82.4 million harvested corn acreage and 170.7 bushel per acre average. The difference in those production estimates would put the carryover right back up where it is now. USDA boosted world corn ending stocks by 1 million metric ton to 223.9. They look for a drawdown next year to 195 million metric ton, but that would use the lower U.S. production estimates, so this number is a work in progress. USDA boosted Brazilian corn production 2.5 million metric ton to 96 million, and Argentine corn production 1.5 million metric ton to 40 million. We think that improved South American corn production, up a whopping 40 million metric ton year to year, will cut deeper into U.S. corn export market share than USDA is currently factoring. That is 1.574 billion bushels more corn this year from Brazil and Argentina. Current year U.S. soybean ending stocks reduced by 10 million bushels, set at 435 million. USDA increased U.S. soybean production 75 million bushels from their outlook estimate to 2.255 billion. Nevertheless, the USDA's next year's soybean carryover was only increased to 480 million, which was well below the 572 million bushel trade estimate. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. USDA boosted their future crush estimate by 25 million bushel and soybean exports 100 million. USDA estimates Brazilian soybean production at 111.6 million metric ton, up 600,000 metric ton from their last estimate. They put Argentine soybean production up 1 million metric ton to 57. That is a 15.3 million metric ton larger combined soybean crop than a year ago. They estimate world soybean ending stocks at 90.14 million metric ton, 2.73 million larger than last month. Soybeans tried to rally, but neither product moved and the rally failed. Farmers in Brazil are holding more soybeans than usual, and because they, rather than commercials, own them, that will not work out well. USDA says that we will use 250 million pounds more soy oil for biodiesel than last year because of tariffs on imports, and that number was in the market. The funds are short, and they think that they are right. I thought that the dominant story may have been that Moon Jae-in was elected president of South Korea before Trump fired FBI Director Comey. Moon is not going to get along well with our president. He wants to open ties with Kim Jong-un, like that is a realistic prospect. Moon said in his campaign that he wants to realign South Korea so that it can say no to the U.S. and get along better with China. I wonder what he wants to say no to us about. I don't think that trade relations will go well as Trump wants to renegotiate our FTA with Korea. Moon says, like Trump, that he would meet with Kim. One gets the feeling that Kim would view this election result with elation. The last time he met with a South Korean president, he got paid $500 million. I'm sure that his price has gone up. There is some question that given this election as to how good of an ally that South Korea will be. South Koreans are scared, and this is how a fearful democracy makes poor choices. Kim Jong-un now has a southern counterpart that is ready to make concessions to him. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.